Good afternoon. Today is Friday, April the 27th, 119th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Simple Country Therapist.
How many days since the beginning of the year?
Could be. See on the calendar there?
What does it say?
Look at 27. See the little numbers?
It's too fine print.
I know. That's why.
That's why you write it down. What's it say?
119.
119. Okay.
Whoosh.
We're about a third the way down.
Already. But that would stand to reason because we're almost at the end of the fourth month.
Oh, okay.
And there's 12.
12 months, four quarters.
That would be a
third
of the way through.
Oh, get away from
obviously,
me.
Obviously, he's a simple mathematician as well.
Oh, heavy on the simple.
Yeah. We'll break out the Crayola pens so we can do our math during the break, and then we'll come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back, Talking Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby, but before we do our quote this afternoon.
From James Roosevelt. My father, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, gave me these hints on speech making. Be sincere. Be brief. Be seated.
Wouldn't that...
A lot of truth to that.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if that was the case, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. States of the Unions now have become what?
Oh, mercy.
Yeah. Almost an overnight event.
Yeah.
You know, any of the different things that we're subjected to. And I think that's one of the things that...
Well, at the Gettysburg Address.
Clean, you know, short, simple.
To the point, and the guy before him spoke for 3 hours. Can you imagine people standing on their feet, asleep, standing up?
Well, the comparison contrast it was probably also beneficial for Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Gee, my knees. You were saying before I so rudely interrupted you.
Well, one of the things I think that people respect in others, and not to puff you up too much, but that I've had people comment about yourself.
About me? Me, Lewis? About what?
Clarity.
Oh, clarity, yes.
That really seems to be something that is lost or out of vogue or.
Well, there's an awful lot of PC going around. Like, well, I can't say anything that might hurt your feelings. Really? Well, how do people get anything done if you're just going to be dancing all the time about, I don't want to hurt your feelings? I mean, you're tall, you're bald, and you're fat. What's your problem?
Well, so far you got me dialed in.
I'm ugly and my mother dresses me funny.
Yeah.
So there we go.
It seems like that is lost somewhere, either in the political arena or just in personal communications.
Yeah, and what I said, of course, is rude.
It is, but is it the tool that hasn't been purchased yet? Or do we just not have the guts to do it?
We don't have the guts to do it. People are so afraid of bad outcomes. And my experience has been if people will say what they mean what they say, and do not say it mean, they get ahead. It's about clarity. Just because you say something to somebody, if they're willing to listen. So I don't go around telling people, gee, I got some insights. I've been watching you for half an hour here over lunch. Would you like to hear them? No. That's gratuitous. Right. But if you're paying for it, then you get to listen. And if you're married to it, you get to talk and you get to listen. So I tell people, if you hear something you don't like, understand, or agree with, say those three little words that always stop an argument. And they are...
What? Who? Me?
You twit.
Oh, okay.
No. Those three little words are, tell me more. Right. You knew that. Right. And so
really?
when you say, tell me more, and somebody talks to you, now you're obligated to listen. But if you ask somebody, if you tell them, tell me more, and they tell you stuff, then that generates a bunch of questions in your head, unless you break rule number two, and that is speak without giving offense and listen without being defensive. So if you can't listen without being defensive, that means you're not listening to them, you're listening to yourself.
Does that make a good cop, a good detective, a good investigator, or a good salesman?
You betcha.
The listen ability?
Absolutely. Which means you're listening for breaks in the structure, which is what detectives and policemen do. Discontinuities in the force, for example. If you're a salesman, you listen for buyer signs. Ooh, I really like that car. Red convertible. Man, I'd sure like one of those. But then the salesman starts thinking about how he can arrange financing so that I can get the car he wants.
So if it...
But if the salesman says, well, you're married and you have three children, you don't want a red convertible. But here, let's look at this brown four-door sedan.
There's another opportunity for clarity.
He's dead. Yeah. He's dead in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it just a concern of hurting people's feelings?
A lot of people are concerned about that. That's not the only thing. Remember, manipulation or seduction. Seduction isn't just about sex. Seduction is about how to get somebody to do something your way, emotionally, intellectually, socially.
Leaders do
that. Yeah, seduce it all the time. So if you're seductive and you want to get somebody to do something, then you have to say to yourself, am I doing this for personal benefit or is it for mutual benefit? So manipulation and seduction for personal benefit is coercive and exploitive. Manipulation and seduction for mutual benefit has value. Ask any mother who's getting her 1.5-year-old to eat pablum in the high chair, right? Here, open the hangar. Here comes the airplane. So you get the kid to eat. He gets filled, and then he goes, takes a nap, and mom gets a break. Everybody's happy. That's kid manipulation. Then there's big grown-up manipulations. Honey, that's at breakfast. How are you feeling this morning? Are you going to have a headache tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought it was the airplane again.
That goes nowhere.
Oh, man.
No, that goes nowhere.
KINS News and Information Times 421. We'll go watch the airplanes land and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money, you won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time.
It certainly is.
Down to the second.
Absolutely.
It's 4:20, 5.
Close enough for government work.
Yeah, close enough to my second count. Yeah. That concern, frankly. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of brevity.
The issue around brevity and clarity.
And clarity. It's a talent, though, that is honed by some people that really, I think, sets them apart.
One of the issues about clarity is who you're talking to. Now, you can't talk truth to power if you have an axe to grind. So whenever you have major structures like the police department, St. Joe's, CR, HSU, wherever you have major power structures with a lot of hierarchical and lateral power maneuvering, everybody listens to their favorite radio station. And it's not KINS, it's WIIFM, What's in It for Me. So a lot of decisions are made with a very narrow focus, not for the next 5 years of the institution, but what's in it for me, 1. 2, people lie for a couple of reasons primarily. Watch children. They lie to avoid punishment or trouble, and they lie to gain advantage. Well, if you're doing this for what's in it for me, and you're in it as well as of it, then there's power struggles that go on. If you read the minutes for a year of any committee meeting or any board of directors meeting, if you read the minutes for a year, all, like last year's, you read them all at once at one sitting, you start to see the power structure maneuvering and shifting. Who does what? Who gets what? What is deferred? What is deferred again? What is deferred for the third time? Right? So when I was on bioethics committee for 20 years, I watched how some issues would get deferred. One meeting, two meetings, three meetings, four meetings, disappear in the sand in the desert like water. They're just gone.
Just off.
They don't show up on the agenda anymore. Yeah. So I wasn't popular because I'd ask those hard questions.
Like, what happened to?
What happened to? Well, I don't know. Let me look into that next month. What'd you find? I'm sorry, I was so busy. I'll look into it this month. And then you get phase two, right? Right? Oh. So a lot of things die for lack of a second, or third or fourth even, because there's only, well, it's like you got kids. You know what it was like when they were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Busy, 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 busy. They got school. They got activities. You got to go shopping. You got help with the homework. Maybe family night, you sit down and watch a movie or you go out to a movie. There's a lot of daily activity, busy stuff going on. So there's a lot of competition for time.
Yeah, time fatigue is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. So a lot of things just get left alone because somebody's scared to say the words or deal with it. And then you get the long-term rollout of this monster that's been hiding in the dark because nobody will talk about it. So there's a number of reasons then why people aren't clear.
One of the things that I hear from people who have gone from obfuscation, is that the word?
Obfuscation.
Thank you.
Eschew, obfuscation.
Yes.
One of my favorite written phrases.
And really try to move towards clarity.
Often they lose their head in the process.
Well, there's certainly time and place.
Or they lose their
they
position
have to learn,
on the committee.
Which sometimes isn't necessarily a negative.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But the liberation.
Oh, there's a lot of liberation.
Associated with it.
Yes, from not having to dance every time you open your mouth.
Or you're the one that they dance around. Rather than you having to worry about how somebody's going to deal with this or how somebody's going to deal with that. If you're the one not who necessarily loves the hand grenades, but asks the questions.
Right.
Okay.
If you call a spade a shovel in certain committees or board meetings or they're often followed by a silence when you ask some questions for clarity. And then there's usually a whole bunch of salve soap that follows after that. Well, Lois, that's an interesting question. We actually don't deal with that in that capacity. We have other people who deal with that. Bill, what would you like to talk about today? it kind of goes up in smoke again. So, to be on a board, there's fiduciary and social responsibility by being a board member. And you combine that with what's in it for me, and it gets to be an interesting engagement.
A multiple tiering of power plays, yeah.
Right.
And then clarity kind of seems to just kind of cut through all the levels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you see what goes on or what doesn't go on.
I've been on many boards, many committees. And it's not a bad or a good thing. It is how power is used when people have agendas. And it's interesting to watch people want to move up in the authority structure. Their agenda is, I want more power. But if you confront them, they say, no, I'm just here to help.
KINS, News and Information Times, 431.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a lampist to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon.
Not in your lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
KINS.
I'll withdraw that.
Yeah, okay. News and information time. It's 4:35. We're back talking lifetime stuff, huh?
We are indeed.
With Lou Quimby. Lou, the concept of clarity of speech, if you are the speaker, is the obligation on your end to get the receivers of the message to understand and pay attention, or is it a two-way street?
Yes. Yes.
Because you were talking about the PC stuff.
Right.
And it's like, well, okay, if they're wrapped up in their own goodie bag with what the words were and the feelings and your,
that's right.
Well, you know, that's on them. That's on them, I think. I don't think that.
Well, it depends on the structure. If you're standing on the ground looking at the Great Wall of China, it's a heck of a long way to walk around.
True.
Right? So words have meaning. And they have meaning denotations in the dictionary and connotations in the culture. And then you got phrases that mean certain things, that indicate certain things. And when people are not on the same understanding page, you don't have to be on the same agreement page, but you have to be on the same understanding page. For example, do you know why mice have small balls?
Okay.
Not many of them know how to dance, right? Now, most people, when I say that to them, get all locked up, and they got images of all sorts of things, and then I say, not many of them know how to dance. They go, huh, what? Then I have to say, the Christmas ball, the fireman's ball, the masquerade ball, and then they get it.
Right? Somewhere the Etch-a-Sketch kicks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of a shock treatment, but it gets the point across. People have emotional ties to certain words. So if you talk to people about power, people are clearly going to have an emotional response to what is and what ain't power, how it could, should, might used be used. If you talk to them about lies, you know, there's white lies, black lies, and statistics. If you talk to them about lies, maneuvering, and manipulation, you really start developing a swamp if you're going to ask questions in a board about factual matters. Now, factual matters have factual answers. But if the fact of the matter is hidden because people are maneuvering for some private or hidden agenda, not bad, not good, but some private or hidden agenda, and you start calling the emperor has no clothes, somebody's going to get their nose bent out of shape. Now you got feelings involved because there's ego involved about what their agenda is. And when you get people with power having their nose out of joint, you're going to get pushed around. There's no other two ways about it. It's not bad or good, but it's highly predictable. So if you're going to tell truth to power, the power has to be willing to listen. And they have to say, tell me more, and then they have to go consider it. That's why the old kings had jesters, because the jesters would bounce around on the floor and say things that were true, but say them in a funny way, so it would make the medicine go down a little better.
Comic relief?
Yeah, but yeah. They'd still say the truth. Well, doing that in a board meeting is an art as well as a science. Because most board meetings, all the decisions have already been made before you get to the board meeting. Telephone calls, coffee clutches, evening meetings.
The important stuff is meetings.
Yeah,
been aligned.
It's
right.
Pretty much sorted out and get the political alignments and the power alignments up for voting yay or nay on this or that or the other agenda item. So to be a new board member, if you start saying, why is so-and-so and so this? Why is this way that way? Why are there no nays or no abstentions? I've been to 4 board meetings and I never heard a nay. Why is that? And it seems to me there's 4 decisions that have been made that are not good for the company or the college or the community. Well, then you get a whole bunch of, well, that's a good question, Lewis.
See, when I get on boards, I don't mind jumping on the sword. So I'll preface and say, you know, the new kid on the block over here, I don't see a lot of stuff. I don't know a lot of the culture. I don't know a lot of history. But tell me how come, bum, 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 bum.
Why is the emperor not wearing any clothes?
And then see what the verbal is and see what the nonverbal is and see what the reactions are. That's always kind of an intriguing way to find out.
It is.
What's going on.
It is indeed.
But you're not challenging directly. So.
Well, that's the.
Is that the schmooze in me?
The IMHO, in my humble opinion. That's the IMHO approach to things, which is fine. Folks, you got, and then there's the I don't understand this. You got to help me. You got to help me understand this, people. Why is this and this and this happening? So you come across as naive or ignorant, not stupid, but naive or ignorant, and you're asking for people to help explain things to you.
Yeah, rather than the point-counterpoint attacked.
Rather than
that Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin used to do.
One of my favorite exchanges. Yeah.
That one I found doesn't really resonate well with the established body.
No, not in a board meeting. That does not do well. Right.
So,
but simple questions.
Tact seems to
simple
be missing.
Questions. How does this new policy serve the community, the students, how does this new policing policy serve the community?
Help me understand
what you see.
This.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate question. I mean, it requires a legitimate answer.
But I've never, in the many times that I've used that, I've never seen the emotional ladder escalate up. It's always like, oh, you're asking for me to help you. Because I'm the knowledgeable one, and you just don't know. So I'm more than happy to share with you.
That's the emotional ladder.
Yeah.
Sorry. Instead of getting, you know, victim, persecutor, rescuer, instead of getting persecuted, you're getting rescued. And they're more, so they got lots of emotions in. Here, let me help you with that, son.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Which is a clever social manipulation on your part.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome very much. Yes, indeed. So that manipulation is for mutual benefit. They get to feel good about filling you in, and you get to think clearly about what they're telling you. So it's a win-win. And win-win is just fine.
KINS, News and Information Time, 4:42. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 4:46. We're back to Talk Shop, final couple minutes of the week with Lou Quimby. Well,
And a nice week it has been as well.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when the sun shines.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of happy.
Alert.
Yeah.
Yes. Good humor.
If someone is not familiar or comfortable with clarity, how can they start to develop those abilities?
Well, you got to first start
nicely.
You have to first start with assessing whether or not you have the courage of your convictions. Courage of your convictions. See, a lot of people have convictions, but they don't state them with clarity. They maneuver and manipulate, and they're slippery, and they're sort of kind of maybe, golly gosh, gee, I don't know, but do you think it might be this way?
Because they don't value themselves?
They're afraid of conflict, confrontation. A lot of people act as though if you and I think, feel, believe differently, that means you don't love me anymore, or you don't like me, or I'm not going to get along, or I'm going to get rejected. So they put a lot of emotion into being as graceful as they know how to be about calling this spade a dirt-moving implement designed for flower bed improvement.
So it's,
what?
It's not that they don't feel passionate about their position.
Right, they're scared.
They're
scared to state it and force it with clarity.
Or just state it.
I mean, you can state it forcefully with clarity. It doesn't mean they're going to agree with you. But it's the aversion to conflict.
It's the two votes out of the 10 that vote no.
Yeah. But they're afraid of conflict in the discussion. So they dance. And they avoid, and they're slippery.
It's interesting, because I'd always thought that somehow it was that my opinion wasn't that well thought out. I wasn't that sure that that's really what I thought. So I'll say, well, here's kind of where I'm coming from.
Sort of, maybe.
Because I'm not really sure that this is really where I'm coming from, rather than saying, oh, I don't want to get into a match and go back and forth with Lou, so I'm going to just kind of, when my opinion is asked, hedge.
Well, if you don't hedge, you say, I believe, blah, 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 and somebody else says, I believe. You say you believe in red, I say I believe in blue, and somebody else in green and purple and red, now you got a rainbow thing. Now you got
discussion.
And then you can say, where did you learn that? Why do you believe that? What's your evidence for that? Why is that important to you? And then people start talking about all those things, where they learned it, why is it important to you? My dad always taught me blah, blah, blah. Or when I was in college, one of my teachers said blah, blah, blah. And some people learn things early. Some people learn things later. But they learn them, right? So if people are willing to state their opinions, then they can have a discussion about how each of those things adds a value to that individual, first of all. And then is there some consensus, perhaps, about a position that includes those that adds value? For example, I've had people, well, it's routine in therapy. Well, to be totally honest with you, and I say, no, you can lie to me. I'll sort it out. Well, total honesty is a disaster. You can't run a business that way. You can't run a marriage that way. You cannot raise children that way. You have to be honest about significant matters. Total honesty will just lose your friends and not influence anybody.
See, that's funny. When that phrase is shared to me, oh, that means you've been lying to me up to this point?
Yeah. Well, to be totally honest with you, oh, up to now, it's been all schmooze?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'll go.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Quickly.
And people don't understand that when they protest that way. No. To be completely honest with you, as opposed to what I told you before, which was a blatant series of manipulative avoidances. Right.
So here's my brutally honest.
So when they're...
We're done.
Ciao.
Try to figure it out on the website, folks. We've been Talking Shop with Lou Quimby. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love, and if you see him on the street, ask him what he was talking about.
Mom, is that you?